Americans are spending $605 more monthly on groceries than they did 2 years ago, 1,000 more than they did 3 years ago, and $128 more than they did a year ago on groceries. Groceries now are up 26% since 2020, bruh. Jose, how do we feel about that? When I went to Tanzania, the people don't use forks because they said the enzymes in your hand, so you got to clean your hands really good. The enzymes in your hand help you break down the food better. And it actually say that the forks that we use actually work against us when we eat. I'm like, that makes sense. Because we don't like plastic bottles. Plastic bottles are not good for you, but the water being a plastic bottle. So that's why I bought a Mountain Valley. Aluminum, that ain't good like that. Even if you wash it, it's your finger. It's your finger. You eat chicken, but your finger, you eat seafood. Same thing. Every time I talk to Jose, he make PG County, Maryland look bad. Every time. So Jose says he eat chicken like this. Jose said he eat the chicken like this, y'all. So Jose, what you doing? You picking the chicken up. Get that from the pinky out. Throw that to me, young. Right? That what he doing? Oh, so hold on, Jose. Like right there. Jose. Say what you doing, Jose? That's a pretty fine piece of chicken. Bro, you can't never cut. Bro, my people will run you out the house. Oh, B, come here right quick, B. Let's answer this question, B. Let me ask you a question, B. So I brung B. So B came me by my people house and eat. B came to the crib. How the food was, B? New Orleans food. You think they would have ripped this shit out, Jose, if you'd have been in there eating like this? Yeah, if he'd have been picky. They would have ran your ass out of there. Chubbs. Shout out to my brother, Chubbs. Lil' Key with a rant. What that nigga doing, man? Where you get that nigga from? Who that nigga on that name? I know how to work my audience. Thank you, B. Man. Man, we probably, man, my mom tried to give B red beans all night. Eat these beans, boy. The pinky, I'm telling you. Eat, why, dude, eat the. So first of all, Jose. He don't like his hands. Just your hands. Jose don't like his hand juice on the food. So I'm going to tell you like this, Jose. I'm going to keep it real with you. When we get in the state of emergency, you're going to have to get rid of that picky ass stuff, bro. So watch this. It's always a game being played. So watch this. As we get this stat today about Americans are spending $605 more per month, $120-some dollars than last year, $605 in 2 years. Bro, think about that, bro. Think about that, bro. You are spending... And it's $205 more per household. Let me add that in there. Right? So today, the FTC blocked the deal between Kroger's and Albertsons. In 2022, Kroger and Albertsons, that's the number 10 and the number 5 biggest stores, you know, in the apartment stores like that, tried to combine for a $25 billion deal. Now, even though Walmart is big, I think Kroger's has the most revenue. I can't remember what it was. I may be mistaken in that, but Kroger's is bigger than Walmart and something, but I forgot what it was. So don't hold that against me. Kroger and Albertson deal was blocked today. It was a $25 billion deal. And the reason why it was blocked because the FTC said that it would lead to higher prices, store closures, and job losses. Kroger's was trying to buy them. They said... They actually want to do the complete opposite, Jose. They said the reason why we want to do that is to lower prices and to be more competitive because they are up against Walmart, Amazon, and Costco. Think about that for a second, though. Not just Walmart, not just Costco, but Amazon. I keep telling everybody this. Amazon is a stock that you should have in your portfolio for the future. Listen, Apple stocker did keep the poverty away, 100%, right? $77 billion, it ain't going nowhere, right? I don't think it's going to make money. Once we saw that, the record highs, I don't know if we'll get that from Apple no more. I've been fasting, juice fasting for 3 days, was it? I feel good. Oh, I ain't never tell them the juice.
You did.
No, I didn't. I ain't telling the juice. Let me tell you the juice right quick. I promise you, this juice is going to change your life. One bag of red grapes, seeded or unseeded, I don't care. You eating processed foods, you eating, drinking stuff that got high fructose corn syrup in it, you eating chips that got red 30 in it, the unseeded fruit ain't going to kill you. It's better than all that other stuff. One bag of red grapes, 4 plums. Now, I haven't found out what the plums do yet. 4 plums.
Seeds out.
Take the seed out. 4 gala apples. That's the red ones. They got honey crisp and they got gala. I use the gala. And 2 key limes, Jose. 1 bag of red grapes, 4 plums, 4 gala apples, and 2 key limes. Jose. I put them in there. Now, I'm not going to lie. I took 2 of them. It was supposed to just be the red grapes and the key limes. Because they say the red grapes pull toxins out your body. And the key lime alkalizes your body. So I always use key limes. But I was like, you know what? Let me try this. I saw the plums. I said, let me throw the plums in there. Because everything red except for the key lime. I said, you know what? I got the apples too. Got it. It's a red drink. Bruh.
All the red drinks are good for the cancer.
Bruh, listen, bruh.
Clean up those cancer.
I drank 2 of them. I've been drinking 2 of them a day for 2 days. Bruh, with nothing on my stomach. And I'm drinking a protein shake. I've drank like 2-3 protein shakes a day for the last 2 days. And I've been drinking that and water. Brother, listen. First of all, bathroom. I'm talking about, I'm just walking around. I'm like, damn, what the? Let me go lay down. I had to lay down. I went and worked out this morning. I said, I got to go lay down. Bro, I felt it like pulling. I was like, damn. I don't know if it's the plums. I know the grapes pulling. But I don't. Bro, I figured it was the plums, bro. I said, I know the grapes pulling. The apple give it the taste. You know, the apple a day. I know the key lime. I said, it got to be the plums. That's, bro. And it tastes so good, bro. I got to order some in the morning. I'm going to Sprouts in the morning. I'm going to Sprouts in the morning. And put them in my icebox. Huh? 4 a bag of red grapes. You need the whole bag. 4 plums, take out the seed. 2 limes, 4 red apples. That's it. It's going to make you 3.5 jars. It's going to make you almost 4 jars. If you add a little coconut water in it, you'll get 4 full jars. If you don't, you'll get 3.5. So I didn't use the coconut water because I ain't have it.
You drink a jar per meal?
The jar as a meal? Mm-hmm. Yep. So here's what I do. In the morning, I drink. As soon as I get up, brush my teeth, get the monsters out, I drink 1 celery juice or the celery pineapple juice. Right? That's the first thing you're supposed to drink in the morning. If you're not going to drink water, drink that. It's going to kickstart. That's going to get you right. The celery juice is already in your stomach, helping you digest. It's helping you go crazy. The next one I hit, about 12 o'clock, I'm watching CNBC. Hit a note on about 3-4. That's it, Jose. And now the other one I made was orange. It was 4 oranges, 1 whole pineapple, 1 whole papaya, and ginger. Oh, listen here. Now, that one ain't gonna send you to the toilet.
I love that drink.
But it got that, You feel it. I'm gonna tell you something, bro. And I'm gonna be honest. When I made this, when we made this one, I thought about it. I said, damn, dog. I'm gonna be honest with you. It make you realize that you don't really be needing that food. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, you be hungry, but if you can eat something like granola or something like that, bro, you really don't even much be that hungry. We really be eating on GP. We really be eating just because. We really be eating just because, and you're gonna see the next thing I'm gonna slide after this. Bro, we really be eating just because, bro. We don't even might be hungry like that, bro. Bro, if you eat something, so I got a big bag of kale in the crib. Man, like after tomorrow, I'm gonna start sauteing that kale, bro. I'm not saying I'm about to go just vegan or nothing like that, but bro, like, you gotta give your body a break from that stuff, bro. And bro, your body gonna thank you. Bro, I think in 3 days, you probably lose like 3 pounds. If you just don't eat and you just drink them juices, you're going to lose like 3 pounds, bro. They doing cartwheels? Because
you're doing
it to get energy. Yeah, bro, I'm in the gym in the morning like, they're like Richard Simmons. All right, let's go a little further, man. Oh, I wanted to say this. Yeah, so they say it was that. Watch this. The food is killing you and your income. Let that sink in. The food is killing you and your income. Watch this. An estimated 20 million Americans owe $220 billion in medical debt, according to Peterson KFF Health System. Watch this. Here's what it came out and said. It said that 10% of adults in every state are in debt for medical bills. Most households, on average, one adult is in medical debt. It's the food that's killing us. Watch this. Now look at this, though. Look the crazy part. All the southern states got 10 to 15% of people in medical debt. All the southern states except Florida. That's Mississippi right there. Look. They deep red. Now watch this. Economics say that Mississippi is the poorest state in the United States. It's the poorest. Mississippi was ranked the poorest state in the United States. It makes sense why they the unhealthiest. You know why? Because when you poor, you eat bad. Yeah. Oh, watch this. The stats say South Dakota got 17%. Cuz that's what that is. Damn, you call that? Damn, cuz called that. Cuz say South. I would have never guessed that. But the stats say South Dakota and Mississippi are the worst two at 17%. And I think South Dakota, South Dakota is worse. Mississippi is like 16.9, South Dakota like 17.2. The crazy part is they got all the farms in South Dakota. What the hell going on out here? What the hell? That's because they ain't got nothing but. But watch this, though. Here's the crazy part. California got the least. California and Hawaii got the least. I don't believe that shit with California. People just... I ain't gonna lie, they healthy in California. They running. You know why they healthy out there? Because the weather always good. Everybody out there eat kale and spinach. Everybody out there eat avocado toast twice a day. With the non-gluten bread. Look, first of all, it costs too much to live out there, so they ain't even eating. They ain't eating. Eat a whole meal. Boy, that cost too much. Damn.
That makes sense.
But look at Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, Arkansas. All the southern states. Now, I ain't even gonna lie. I ain't never met nobody from way up there. What that is? Maine, New Hampshire. Y'all got too much money up there to be eating bad. What that is? Maine, New Hampshire, Connecticut? That's crazy. 10% of... Listen to that, bro. In every household, at least one adult got medical debt, bruh. 11 companies who control all the foods we eat. Procter & Gamble, Coca-Cola, Unilever, Pepsi, Kellogg's, Mars, General Mills, Mondelez, Johnson & Johnson. Bro, how you got a... Kraft Heinz. These companies own like 70% of all the foods we eat. So let me say this. I saw a female page today, and it was so dope. Her page said, she had it in her story. She said, it was something like, my dream life is to have a little garden in my backyard where I get my tomatoes, my lettuce, my kale, my spinach, my mint, go inside, make myself a salad, make my husband a salad, and we live a healthy, prosperous life and make a lot of babies. I said, that don't sound too bad. At least we know we healthy. So I saw this thing the other day, Jose. Jose, locked in. Yeah, put your goddamn finger juice on that. It don't matter. It don't matter. The finger juice or not, cuz. Finger juice or not, cuz. But I saw a thing, bro, that showed about, it was showing Japan. And it showed how kids in Japan from ages all the way to the fifth grade, they don't even get graded in school. They get taught mannerisms. They get taught how to treat people, or how to treat their own. How they have respect for the janitors, how they have respect for their peers. They was like, they don't start teaching them about grades until they get like in the sixth grade and on, right? And then they teach them like high level stuff. And I thought about that, bro, and that's so dope because what if you spent the first years of a child's life only on grooming them how to be a good human being? Because believe it or not, bro, tests are pressure. You feel me? What if you, like, they got beds in the class where they sleep in the class. There's no janitors that come to their grade. They got to clean their own room, so they teach them manners. I was like, damn, that's crazy. And watch this. There's a lack of social media. You only get so much time over there on that thing, dog. While over here, I'm not judging nobody, but we use the goddamn on stuff to watch the kids so we can do what the hell we got going on. I pay a lot of attention to my dog. I'll be like, no, come on, read this book. Come read this damn book. I'll let her sit there and watch Lele before I let her get on that goddamn on thing. Because I know that thing is a monster. So... Yep, check out Dr. Bobby, man. I ain't gonna lie though, he got that detox. I can't go that long though. That thing, 30 days, bro. I ain't about to just be drinking that nasty stuff for no 30 days. Or no 14 days. Give me my juices, man.